Samsung Galaxy XR. A strategic leap into mainstream extended reality Mark Vina, Samsung's Galaxy XR marks a bold entry into the extended reality market, signaling the company's intent to challenge Apple's high-end Vision Pro by blending accessibility, openness, and AI-driven utility. Built on a jointly developed Android XR platform, in collaboration with Google and Qualcomm, the Galaxy XR is designed to bring immersive computing to a broader audience at a more attainable price point of $1,799, nearly half the cost of Apple's Vision Pro. A different strategy from Apple-Samsung's approach with Galaxy XR diverges sharply from Apple's tightly controlled ecosystem. The Vision Pro was conceived as a premium, vertically integrated product running on Apple's proprietary Vision OS, positioned as a productivity and media consumption tool. Samsung, by contrast, is pursuing collaborative, open ecosystem anchored in Android XR, a platform that integrates directly with the broader Android app universe and Gemini AI Assistant. This open model is designed to encourage developer participation and reduce barriers to adoption. Android XR apps can be ported easily from Android and OpenXR, ensuring immediate access to millions of existing apps. By leveraging the familiar Android infrastructure, Samsung effectively sidesteps the walled garden limitation that has slowed broader adoption of Apple's headset. Moreover, Samsung's vision is not limited to one device category. The Galaxy XR is a first step in a multi-device roadmap that will extend to AI-powered glasses, signaling a strategy aimed at scaling XR across price tiers and use cases rather than focusing on a single elite product. The value proposition: immersive AI for everyone. The Galaxy XR's value proposition is centered on multimodal AI, an experience that combines voice, vision, and gesture to make interaction natural and intuitive. Samsung executives describe it as a new type of AI companion that doesn't simply follow commands but understands user intent through environmental awareness. The device's integration of Google's Gemini AI lies at the heart of this. Users can search the world around them, generate creative content, or receive contextual assistance, all through natural dialogue. During the launch demo, Gemini seamlessly combined real-world vision with digital overlays, identifying landmarks, suggesting restaurants, and even generating creative video content on the fly. This approach reflects a profound philosophical difference from Apple's Vision Pro, where Siri plays a limited role. Samsung and Google envision AI as the operating layer of spatial computing, not an accessory feature. By embedding Gemini deeply into Android XR, Samsung is turning AI into the connective tissue of the user experience. Designed for comfort and daily use, Samsung has long been known for its design pragmatism, and Galaxy XR continues that trend. Unlike Apple's relatively heavy Vision Pro, the Galaxy XR features a lightweight, modular design with a separate battery pack and detachable light shield. This engineering choice reduces front weight and enhances comfort during extended use. This ergonomic design, combined with a lower price, signals Samsung's ambition to make XR a daily use device, not just a premium novelty. As the company stated in its press release, Galaxy XR is designed to strike a balance between immersive experiences with long-term comfort. The goal is to make spatial computing as familiar and accessible as smartphones once were. Qualcomm's role: the technical backbone Samsung collaboration with Qualcomm is central to this device's performance and market readiness. The Snapdragon XR 2 Plus Gen 2 chipset delivers dual 4K resolution, low-latency tracking, and powerful on-device AI capabilities through Qualcomm's Hexagon NPU. Qualcomm has been investing in XR for over a decade, and this partnership showcases the maturity of its XR silicon. Ziadasker, Qualcomm's XR lead, emphasized that Galaxy XR leverages the full power of XR 2 Gen 2, enabling real-time multi-camera perception, foveated rendering, and context-aware computing. This capability allows for the headset to seamlessly integrate the digital and physical worlds, supporting both consumer and enterprise experiences. Crucially, Qualcomm's open developer ecosystem, through Snapdragon Spaces, aligns perfectly with Samsung's open strategy. Developers can reuse existing code through Android XR's APIs and easily adapt XR apps, thereby lowering the barrier to innovation and enabling faster scaling of use cases across various industries. A platform built for everyday scenarios, Samsung's vision for Galaxy XR goes beyond entertainment or professional use. It's focused on everyday practicality. From Google Maps navigation to AI-enhanced video editing in Adobe Pulsar, the headset is designed to offer tangible, everyday value. Use cases demonstrated during the live event range from virtual travel and content creation to collaborative gaming and enterprise training. In one sequence, presenters used Gemini to explore New York City via immersive 3D maps, receive restaurant suggestions, and navigate menus in real time. In another, the headset was shown transforming family photos into 3D spatial memories. Samsung also emphasized entertainment partnerships, which include Netflix, YouTube, and the NBA League Pass, giving the Galaxy XR a robust content foundation at launch. This attribute makes the device appealing not only to tech enthusiasts, but also to families and media consumers looking for new ways to experience familiar apps. Enterprise potential and ecosystem scalability beyond consumer applications. Samsung is positioning Galaxy XR as an enterprise tool. The company showcased partnerships with Samsung Heavy Industries, Medtronic, and Mondelez, demonstrating use cases in virtual shipbuilding, medical training, and packaging design testing. Through these examples, Samsung underscore how XR can deliver measurable productivity gains, safer training environments, reduce physical prototyping, and better design insights. These enterprise scenarios are vital to sustaining XR beyond initial consumer enthusiasm, echoing the enduring success of tablets in business and education markets. By supporting the Android Enterprise Framework, Samsung ensures Galaxy XR can be deployed at scale with full mobile device management capabilities. This enterprise readiness could make Samsung's approach more sustainable than Apple's, which remains consumer-first. Bridging style and technology in a move aimed at mainstreaming XR beyond the tech community, Samsung announced partnerships with Warby Parker and General Monster to develop AI-powered smart glasses. This affiliation marks the next stage of Samsung's XR roadmap, lightweight, fashion-oriented wearables that seamlessly blend design and functionality. Such partnerships suggest Samsung understands a key truth. XR will only achieve ubiquity when it becomes socially acceptable and aesthetically desirable. Apple's Vision Pro, though beautifully engineered, still looks like a tech product. Samsung's alignment with lifestyle brands hints at a more approachable evolution for XR. The road to mainstream adoption, the Galaxy XR success, will depend on whether Samsung can convert technological promise into daily utility. Its $1,799 price point is far more approachable than Apple's $3,499 Vision Pro, yet still premium enough to maintain credibility as a high-end device. The inclusion of a year of Google AI Pro, YouTube Premium, and NBA League Pass in Explorer Pack adds immediate experiential value. The challenge will lie in convincing consumers that XR offers lasting utility beyond novelty. Samsung bets that AI will be the bridge, transforming XR from an experimental platform into a personal assistant that adapts to how users live, work, and play. Final analysis. Samsung's pragmatic vision, Samsung's Galaxy XR, doesn't try to outshine Apple's Vision Pro on luxury or display engineering. Instead, it redefines a conversation from exclusivity to accessibility, from closed systems to collaborative ecosystems, and from passive interfaces to AI-driven interaction. By anchoring its XR vision in openness, comfort, and AI utility, Samsung positions itself as a company most likely to bring extended reality into the mainstream. Qualcomm provides a technical backbone, Google delivers the AI intelligence, and Samsung integrates it all into a cohesive ecosystem of devices. Where Apple imagines a world of premium immersion, Samsung imagines a world where everyone can participate. That may prove to be the more transformative vision, which is broader and ultimately more appealing to mainstream consumers, where the market volume lies. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists of Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.